You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is the Culture Hour with Brian Craven. So, once again, great to be back. Another good week. So, for those of you who listened last week, you may have noticed that there was no Vampire Weekend. And fortunately for me, between the time of last week and this show, Vampire Weekend actually released two new songs and actually put them collectively with the other songs they released. So now we have a whole EP that they put out. And of course now the question becomes whether or not that's just an EP, and like, because obviously they're going to be releasing an album soon, if they've made that clear. So it'll be interesting to see what the other songs end up being on the album, since they've already released this EP. So I decided if I'm going to play, I might as well just go ahead and spend a whole week, this week, playing just Vampire Weekend. So if you don't like Vampire Weekend, you might as well go ahead and tune out, because that's literally all this is going to be. However, though, if you want to give it a chance, a lot of these are Vampire Weekend songs you probably haven't heard. Some of them are the more popular ones. Like, obviously, I've got Mansur Roof that I'll probably play, and M79, which is popular, but things like Ladies of Cambridge, which is their very first song, and Ottoman, and Jonathan Lowe, and Time to Say Goodbye. There's all these songs that basically, I don't know if they were singles, never really made it onto albums. I think Ottoman almost was on the Holiday album, and I think it was, as far as I know, it was pretty close to making it onto Contra, but didn't. And Arrows, I think, was also made, and there was there was potential that it might make it onto their debut album, Vampire Weekend, but then it didn't. So they released two new songs. I'll start with one of the new songs, and then I might end with one of the new songs. I think that might be fitting. So like I said, they're coming out with this new album. They're going to be touring this summer. I'm hoping to see them potentially maybe in September, early September, right after we get back for my senior year. But it's very exciting. It's for fans like myself. It's been a long time, and it's good to finally hear some new stuff with Ezra's voice. So without further ado, let's get into this. I'm gonna start off with "This Life" by none other than Vampire Weekend.
Through this life, and all is suffering. on you. You've been cheating on me, but I've been cheating through this life. Life before this, and darling, our disease is the same one as the trees, unaware that they've been living in forests. You've been cheating on me. I've been cheating on. Cheating on you, you've been cheating on me, but I've been cheating through this life. I've been cheating on me, I've been cheating on you, and all this suffering on me. I've been cheating through. Oh, Christ, I've been cheating on me, I've been cheating on you, and my good for nothing. I've been cheating through this life.
And we are back. So that was This Life by Vampire Weekend. So let's see. So next up, I'm gonna play Ladies of Cambridge. So Ladies of Cambridge, when Vampire Weekend was very small and first trying to get popular, they put out two songs. It was, I think, even before when they were starting to work on the album. They put out Ladies of Cambridge and Mansard Roof. Obviously, Mansard Roof would go on to actually make it onto their debut album. Ladies of Cambridge didn't. And you know, the funny thing about Ladies of Cambridge is when you listen to it, you can kind of hear that it's not nearly as like refined or necessarily even like the high quality as, you know, a lot of other, as most of their music is. And you can, I think it, part of it has to do with they probably recorded it in some janky studio somewhere. So, but at the same time, it's kind of a good song. It's also kind of like a heritage song for them. It's like it was one of their first creations that was put out there, and continues to be put out there. So yeah, so let's get right into it. This is next up. We have Ladies of Cambridge.
Yeah. go to the kitchen. I imagine that you were dead. A morbid streak runs through the whole of my family, but for you I could put it to rest. But if you leave, I just don't think it could take.
Sorry about those mistakes. I thought I'd turned off the computer, but I had not. Maybe I pressed. I thought I'd turned it off, but I hadn't. So yeah. So we're gonna also start at the beginning of that when I started playing Manchester. For those of you who actually are big Vampire Weekend fans, you probably immediately recognize that I started playing Manchester Roof instead of Lazy Cambridge, and I quickly hopefully tried to try to rectify my mistake. But I am not perfect in this thing, and I don't know if I'll ever be. But let's see. Next up, what do we want to play? I'd say let's. I think this time I'm gonna go with another one that's kind of off it. Even the, again, another one that I think most people probably haven't heard. And that would be that would be Jonathan Lowe. I don't even know if I actually listened to the full thing yet. But actually, no, I think I did. I don't know if I was paying a great deal of attention. I mean, I can kind of see why some of these songs didn't make it, because they're not necessarily the quote-unquote the best of Vampire Weekend. And I think obviously the best of Vampire Weekend usually makes it, but Vampire Weekend still is a really talented group of guys, and so I think almost basically all their songs are really good. But yeah, so this next song I'll play is called Jonathan Lowe. That I think was just a single. I don't even know if I don't even know if it was going to potentially be attached to any album in particular. So, but yeah, let's get right into it. But Jonathan Lowe by Vampire Weekend.
Last born of the
So that was Jonathan Lowe. And again, I don't believe it was attached to anything. I really don't know when it actually... I don't even really know when it came out. Let's see. Well, it was dropped in 2010, which is the same year that Contra was dropped and Dual Snooping. Yeah, I don't know. They were both dropped in 2010, so maybe there was thoughts that it might end up getting on the Contra album, and then it didn't. But yeah, that was Jonathan Lowe. Again, probably one that most people out there haven't heard. Next one I'm going to go with is definitely a song that people have heard and I've heard before. It's Time to Say Goodbye. I think the Spanish translation is Con Te Partiro. And this is I found it because it was like I was just scrolling through all the way to the bottom of Vampire Weekend's Spotify profile with other music. And I found like things that were kind of links. And so I clicked on this link called Sweetheart 2014, which is like it's all these various assorted artists, and I think a lot of it is like people doing covers or and such stuff like that. And I don't know, maybe it was for actually, well, I don't know exactly what it was for, but anyway, it's classified as a compilation, a few different artists, and so they were, I don't know if they recorded specifically for that or whatever, but it's really kind of nice. And it's a pretty good song, definitely one that I don't think most people have heard. So yeah, so I'll get right into it. So we have Time to Say Goodbye, which is a cover by Vampire Weekend.
L'orizzonte manca le parole. Sì, lo so che non c'è luce una stanza quando manca il sole. Se non ci sei tu con me su le finestre mostra tutto il mio cuore che hai acceso cude dentro me la luce che ha incontrato per strada. Sogno l'orizzonte, manca le parole. E io sì lo sai che sei con me, tu mi luna, tu sei chi con me, mio sole, tu sei chi con me, con me, con me, con me. We'll be right back.
So that was Kunta Bitero, it's Hard Time to Say Goodbye. I think it's a pretty good song. It's a pretty good cover. Like I said, pretty very famous song, one that I definitely had heard, and I'm not a music connoisseur in the slightest. So, I guess, let's see. Next up, I'm going to play another one that actually people may have heard. It's called Ottoman. And I think this one, I feel like, was pretty close. This was actually when this was released with Holiday, before Contra was put out back in 2010. And so I think there was a lot of people that speculated that Ottoman would end up being on Contra, and then it didn't, because Holiday was, and then Ottoman wasn't. So again, this is kind of one of those songs I think that kind of got left out. And I mean, frankly, I wasn't a huge Vampire Weekend fan back in 2020. But I wasn't following them when their music was coming out. By the time I was really into them, their first two albums were already out, and then I got more into them as I got to college. So by that time, all three of their albums were already out. And so now that I've really gotten into them, this wasn't a song I really remember, but maybe for those who do remember, it might have actually been relatively popular, as everyone was kind of anticipating each new song coming out. But yeah, again, enough of me babbling, because no one comes here to hear my voice or hear me talk. They come for the music. So, without further ado, this is Ottoman by Vampire Weekend.
Ottoman couch, how handsome your furniture, lovely and nice.
So that was Ottoman by Vampire Weekend. Let's see. All right, so next up, I'm going to play a very recognizable one, and in the form of Mansard Roof, the one I started to play earlier and then cut to Ladies of Cambridge. So, not much of an intro needed here. Probably one of their most famous songs, behind like A-Punk and Oxford Comma and Holiday and Obvious Bicycle and Diane Young. But behind some of those, it seems like a long list. But behind those, like, definitely this is one that I think everyone's heard. Probably it's like one of those songs that everyone knows off of that first album. So yeah, it's a great song. Probably one of my favorites, and one of the ones that I grew up listening to. So without further ado, Mansard Roof by Vampire Weekend.
Mansard roof through the trees. I see a salty message written in the eaves. The ground beneath my feet, the odd garbage and concrete. Now the tops of buildings, I can see them too.
So yes, that was Mansard Roof, one of the classics, I would say. So, and next up, I'm actually going to go with another one that probably a lot of people haven't heard, and that is California English Part 2. So, for those of you who know, obviously, California English was one of the songs on Contra, and I'm not sure if it was released before the album or not, but regardless, they decided, I guess Vampire Weekend decided they were going to put this out, which was California English Part 2, and I do not know whether or not this was put out in 2009, the year before Contra came out. So, which I find interesting, and then that makes me interested. I'll have to go look. But then, which means this might have come out before the original California English that ended up being on Contra. So without further ado, here's another one that probably many of you haven't heard. California English Part 2.
Oh, California, California, California.
So that was California English Part 2. And I was looking it up, and it seems, I'm not sure, it may have been created in 2010. I don't know if it was necessarily released, but supposedly it was on the B-side of the Contra album. And so that's how it was released, and then they, I guess, released it on Spotify later. I'll have to look into that. Maybe I'll tell you all next week. So tune in for that. That awful cliffhanger. But that's not where we're going to end, because we still have a couple more songs at least. Next up, I'm going to play, again, another one that I think this one was very close. I think it was close to making it on their debut, but then it didn't. And so it might also be a bonus track, like Giant, which was a song I played back, okay, I think a week or two ago. Actually, yeah, it would have been 2 weeks ago. That song was, I was on their bonus track for Contra, and I'm wondering if Eros was a bonus track for their debut album, Vampire Weekend. So, but without further ado, here is Eros by Vampire Weekend. So that was Arrows by Vampire Weekend. So yeah, I'm tempted. If anyone that is listening, and if you are one of my friends, because occasionally my friends will listen in, I would love to get your opinion on some of these songs, because I think that it's definitely very interesting to hear some of these things that didn't make it to the big screen. So actually, going back, I don't have to leave you all on cliffhanger. I did read about California English Part 2. So California English Part 2, the reason it was released was it was released in 2009 after Horchata and Holiday had been released. And those had been like, those were the big kind of singles that everyone was listening to before Contra came out. And so California English was, quote unquote, it was a B-side song. And when it was released, Vampire Weekend kind of let people know that, so they said, okay, this is like the B-side version, and then they knew that people knew that there was another version of California English that was coming. Now, preferably, I do prefer the other California English better, but again, it's a fun song, it's a decently fun song that a lot of people probably haven't heard, and that's kind of what this Vampire Weekend week is all about. Because trying to introduce people to different songs and also get people's opinions. So we got one more. We have another classic. This one's probably one everyone's heard off of their debut album. It's M79. I really like this song. Grew to love it. And I think that'll be probably one of the last songs we'll have this. And then I think we might have time. We would definitely have time for one more song. So I think this will be the second to last song. So let's get right into it. So yes, M79 by Vampire Weekend off their album Vampire Weekend.
Thank you.
So, yes, that was M79. And again, a great, great song. Definitely was singing along to that while it was playing. So next up, and I think it'll be, I'll probably go ahead and it'll be the last one. But it'll be the last one, so I'll also do my exit. Is Unbearably White. And so as we started with one of their newest songs, and now we're going to end with one of their newer songs. So there were last week there were two songs that were released, This Life and Unbearably White, and they were released in that EP format with Harmony Hall, 2021, Sunflower, and Big Blue, which had already previously come out. So yeah, so this is truly new stuff, and it's getting me excited for when the album will finally drop, and then I'll probably be listening to that all summer long. So without further ado, here is Unbearably White by Vampire Weekend. Oh, and I guess I'll do my, you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. If you're just tuning in, you're hearing the very last song of from the Culture Hour, hosted by your lovely host, Brian Craven, or affectionately known as Brian the Raven Craven, as it comes up on the WJRH website, or also affectionately known as Mad Dog. So, yes, I hope you've all had a great show. I hope I've been able to provide some level of enjoyment to your Tuesday evening. And I know I have to go off and do some studying because I didn't do any for the past 3 days. So, best of luck to everyone. Hope you all have a wonderful week. And I hope that this last song is a good way to finish out the evening. So, thank you, and here is Unbearably White by Vampire Weekend. Just unbearably bright.
coming. Don't cover your eyes. It's what you thought that you wanted. It's still a surprise.